Amen. There you go, brother. I can give you some peace.
Amen. Good to be here tonight.
Amen.
Tell you, appreciate y'all praying for me. I appreciate you, the church supporting us. I appreciate everything you've done. I pray that you keep praying for us down there at the church.
Yeah, help them, Lord.
We hadn't had nobody new lately since the last, we had that last one join. But God's working and doing things. And we just trusting in the Lord.
Amen.
I mean, I've been trusting the Lord 46 years now, and there's no need to stop now.
Yeah. All right.
I was looking over in Timothy, 2 Timothy, and chapter 4. And I was looking at Paul, and Paul was a great preacher that preached the Word of God. And down in verse 7 or 6, it said, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. And I have fought a good fight, and I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up in for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Yeah. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the night. We thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. I pray you help me, Lord. You hide behind the cross of Calvary. Use me, Lord. I bless someone here. If they're not saved, let them get saved. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done. You've been so good to us, in Jesus' name. Oh, Paul, he said he finished his course, and he was in jail there, and he was just waiting to be put to death. And, you know, he got to meditating on his life. I mean, you ever just sit back and meditate and think on your life, you know, what it could have been or what it has been, or, you know, you just look back on it. And then you think of what you could have done for the Lord or what you should have done for God and you didn't do it. And how you run the race.
Yeah.
Did you run it well, or did you lag along behind, or, you know, just how did you go? How did you fare? You know, and old Paul, he went through a lot of troubles and tribulations and trials. And over in Acts chapter 9 talks about him where he gets saved, and where the Lord deals with him, and the Lord comes down and calls him, and the bright light shines, and he sees he can't see, and he falls off his horse, and he says, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." You think about the day, I think about the day that I got saved, how God made the difference in my life, how he changed everything. And, you know, it's amazing how Paul didn't know how he knows was persecution, going out persecuting and killing the Christians. And then when he's over here, when God saves him, God saves his soul right there, because he says, "Lord, what will thou have me to do?" Well, God saved him there. And it's amazing to me, he didn't get up and go to, he says, "What school do you want me to go to so I can learn the word, or where do I need to go?" I mean, God sent him out. I mean, he got up, went up, preached. He come up. He hit the ground when he come up. And he went down there, and then he met with the disciples, and he come out of preaching.
Right.
I mean, he was preaching what God told him to preach.
Yeah.
And the Jews and everybody got mad, and they was ready to kill him. They didn't like him. And, you know, even today, it's the same way. I mean, you preach the Word of God, and then people, they hate you. If you witness and be a testimony on your job, people hate you. And but here he had finished his fight. He fought against the good fight of faith. He finished his course. I mean, here he was. He was getting down to the end of the road.
Yeah.
I mean, how is it going to be when I'm at the end of the road?
Right.
when I had that heart attack and I thought, I didn't know they was going to operate on me, and I had to do a quadruple heart bypass. And I thought, is this the end of the road? And I thought, I didn't know. I didn't know what God wanted and what God was going to do. But I tell you what, I wasn't afraid of dying. And you're not afraid of dying if you're saved and born again. I mean, you're leaving this place and going to a better place. There's no reason to be sad or nothing. I just looked at my life and I thought, Lord, I don't want to leave. I want to see my grandkids grow up and everything. And I wanted to do something for God. Yes. And then you go down the road, and old Paul, he thought, is he persecuted, was killing Christians and all that. And then God got a hold of him and saved him. I mean, it's just amazing how when he knocked him off the horse and he fell and he couldn't see. And here he was, the Lord said it's hard to kick against the pricks. Yeah. You ever get caught in a vine, in a briar patch, and you try to get out and you kick it? The more you kick, the worse it gets. That's the way he was talking about. He said, hey, it's hard to kick against those pricks. Because the Lord got a hold of him and God saved his soul. And when God gets a hold of your heart and he brings you to your knees and gets in there and gives you a heart transplant, I mean, he takes care of that. You get a different heart, and you got a blood of Jesus Christ in your veins now. I mean, I'm saved by the blood, and it's the blood that made the difference. And that's what happened to old Paul here. He got knocked off that horse, and he had a blood bath. And, buddy, he come up running for God. Then he come up, the people said, man, that guy's going crazy. All he wants to do is preach and talk about Jesus Christ and how he died on the cross. That's what they said when I got saved. They said, well, he just wants to talk religion. And I was talking Jesus. I didn't have religion. Religion's something that don't last. Salvation lasts. I'm glad to see today that, there's some things that I've finished. And I look back as I meditate on my life and look, and I think, there's one thing about it. I might have failed a few times, but I got back up and kept going for the Lord. There's one thing, if you're saved, you can't stay down. You got to get up and go. You can't stay. If you stay, the devil will keep you down and you'll be out. You won't be back. Now, thank God that I got up and the Lord brought me on and I cried, Lord, what will thou have me to do? And the Lord, he says, well, I want you to go down here and preach. Well, I go down there and preach, but I preach what God tells me. I might not be running a bunch of people, but I'm preaching what God tells me. Yes, I mean, it don't seem like it's already been 2 years, starting on the third. It don't seem like it's been that long. But God's put us down there, and we're trying to do a work for God, and we're trying to preach to them people. And I'm preaching the truth. And I don't preach no different here. You've been with me. I don't preach nowhere else no different. I preach the same because I am the same. Right. I'm the same because Jesus Christ saved me. August 15th, 1976, he came in my heart and changed me that night. Yeah. Made a new creature out of me. I'm not the same as I used to be. I don't have but one way to go, and that's up. And my heart's fixed on Jesus Christ, and I don't have no other way to go. There's only one way, and that's up. Thank God. He said, I've finished. And he finished his fight, and he finished his course. He was down at the time that he was going to put him to death. And you know what? He finished the suffering. He not all the suffering. I tell you, when they cut his head off, he was glory to him because he was in heaven. I tell you what, it might come to the end, and we don't know what's going to happen, the way things are looking, but I tell you what, I'm looking for the glorious appearing of Jesus Christ. I want that crown of righteousness. I want that crown for looking for his appearing. And ever since that day I got saved, like 46 years, thank God I've been looking for his coming. And I'm even looking tomorrow too, preacher. And buddy, I tell you what, I'm ready to go. There's nothing holding me here. I don't have no ties holding me down. I mean, surely I don't have, the money ain't going to worry me because I ain't got none. So it's better when you don't have none, you ain't got to worry about it anyway. Hey, some people got so much money, that's all they do is worry about their money, afraid to spend it. I seen where old old Shaq, I think that's his name, that big old black guy, says I read a thing on him that every store he goes to when he buys stuff, he finds some kid or somebody and buys something for him to help him out. I thought, yeah, I don't know if he's lost or saved, but I mean, that's something. Saved people don't even do that. I mean, people don't have a heart no more. They don't have a heart of love. They don't have a heart of charity. They don't care. We've seen so much. You've seen so much fake stuff go on. You've seen so many people. We go down there to church every Sunday, and there's somebody standing on that one corner there all the time, standing there wanting, you got a sign, we'll work for food and all that. And God's impressed on my heart, and I've given some money sometimes, and I told Pat, we got some food there. I said, I'm going to carry it down if I don't forget this week. And if they standing out there, I was going to give them a bag of food and see if they'll take that. Yeah. If they're hungry, they'll take it. Yeah, right. If you know what kills me? You go down there and they say, oh, we'll work for food and we're homeless. But boy, they got that cigarette sitting in their hand.
Yeah.
Lord help us. I tell you what, we need Jesus. This country needs Jesus. The Bible says all nations that forget God is turned into hell. I'm telling you what, these people this day and time have forgotten God. They don't know what it is to suffer. They don't know what it is to be hungry. They're standing out there, and I'm not making fun of them, but most of them standing out there and like they starving to death, and they ain't missed no meals.
No.
I mean, come on. It's just unbelievable. Every corner there's a job. All you got to do is go get you a stinking job. And people are all too lazy, too sorry to go get a job. We're in the last days when people are just sorry. They've forgotten God. We're living in that day and time when the church has just forgotten God and walked away and they've given up on God.
Right.
How we need to trust Him and put our faith in Him that one day He's coming back, and I know He's coming. Hallelujah, brother. We're going to get out of here, lad. Thank God. I'm glad my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm glad it can't be took out. I'm glad it's put there by the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm glad my name's written there.
Amen.
Thank God, preacher. Amen.